Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Still to come in the next hour, the retired murder detective who says he and his colleagues should be used to help find Ireland's missing people, and the TV shows that you can't help watching even if they make you cringe. We're going to have the pick of the bunch a little later on. Now though, figures published over the weekend by the Irish Times reveal that many Irish energy suppliers are locked into expensive contracts for natural gas. That means prices for customers will remain high for another year. Because of this practice known as hedging, many suppliers are paying wholesale prices above those of last winter. But is there anything we as consumers can do to take the sting out of the high prices? And if there's little to be saved on energy and gas bills, are there other utility switches that we can make? Well, Dara Cassidy is head of communications with the price comparison site bonkers.ie and is with me in the studio. Good morning, Dara. Thank you for being here. Let's start with energy, Dara. Will you remind us, as if we could possibly forget at this stage, what the average household energy bill is and just how much it's gone up over the last 2 years?
It's, for a lot of people, it's probably doubled. I mean, the average gas and electricity bill is well over €4,000. And even though we have seen prices fall on wholesale markets, they still remain at really, really high levels. And as you alluded to in the intro there, because of hedging, because of the price that suppliers have bought their energy at, it doesn't look as if we're going to get back to cheap or relatively affordable energy anytime soon. I'm hopeful we might see a small price decrease of maybe 10 to 20% in the second half of this year. But to put things into perspective, in order for us to get back to more normal prices, which we last saw in 2020, prices would need to fall by 50 to 60%. So it is, I think, going to be another winter of discontent for a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
So there will be a drop, but it's a drop in the ocean, essentially.
Yeah, and even then, it may not necessarily be a drop. Some of those drops may be from suppliers which have prices that are very, very high. And we did see one supplier, Water Power, and that mightn't be a name that's familiar to many people. It's a small supplier, is actually recently dropped its prices quite significantly, but its prices were among the most expensive in the market. But just looking at Electric Ireland, for example, they may not actually drop this year. It may be some of the more expensive suppliers, but our prices are among the highest in all of Europe. They have been for several years, particularly for electricity, and that unfortunately isn't going to change, I don't think.
So those suppliers, they are still paying those locked in prices that they agreed a year or 6 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, there's really two reasons. I mean, I love the expression lies, damned lies and statistics, because you can always use a statistic to get a certain point across. And I'm certainly not saying that the CSO has done anything wrong. They are reporting, of course, the correct statistics. But it's very, very quickly, back in 2020, which is when we last had what I would call normal prices, the price of electricity on the Irish wholesale market was around 40 megawatt hours, 40 euro per megawatt hour. Now, that mightn't mean a lot to listeners, but that's what it was traded at. It rose significantly in 2021, and then in 2022, it got as high as 400 euro, so around 10 times normal levels. Now, no one's electricity bills went up 10 times. They have come down over the past 6 months, but for the first 4 months of this year, they're still averaging around 148 euro. Now, the CSO hasn't released the figures for May yet, but I can see them, and it's probably going to come down to maybe 130 euro. That's still around three times normal levels. So we do need to put things into perspective. Yes, wholesale prices are falling. They're falling from astronomically high levels. And whilst we didn't get the full brunt of the price increases from the wholesale markets on the way up, it does mean, because of hedging and how suppliers buy their fuel, we're not going to get it on the way down. Mm-hmm. But again, to try and put in a positive note, I am hopeful that the worst has passed and that we might see some small price decreases in the second half of the year.
But I suppose the point I'm getting at is that the people who are selling us the electricity, mm-hmm. they're not getting the benefit of that drop either, from 400 to around the 130 mark.
No, but I mean, some suppliers would have bought fuel at that price, but they didn't pass it on. So with hedging, they buy their fuel maybe 12 to 24 months in advance. It's for two reasons: security of supply, so that they always have enough energy for their customers, and to try and ensure there aren't these wild swings in the price of electricity on monthly and, you know, daily basis. The same with gas. Mm-hmm. So really, the price that we pay, the retail price that the consumer pays for the gas and electricity, it's really an average price over the course of around maybe 2 years. So you can't really draw a direct line between the wholesale price in May, for example, today, and what we're paying. And that wholesale price is, as I have to keep repeating, is still really, really high.
Now, we do, though, here in Ireland, we pay more, don't we, compared to our neighbours in the rest of Europe?
Yes, we have, and we have for years, and I've always been at pains to point that out. When it comes to gas, we've been a little bit more competitive in recent years, but not over the past year. But in recent years, our gas prices would have been kind of similar to the EU average, but our electricity prices have been out of kilter for many, many years. And then even back in 2020, when we had normal prices, if you could use that, we still had the third highest electricity prices in all of Europe. And then even a recent report, which is covered in the Irish Independent, and I think you covered it as well on the show, from regulators in Eastern Europe, they showed that the prices here for February were actually the highest. We were paying around 50 cents per megawatt hour, which equated to, you know, double almost the average. And you know, in, I think in Malta, they're paying 12 or 13 cents. In France, they're paying 20 cents. So it's a huge, huge price difference.
Mm-hmm. And why is that? And will that ever change?
So this question is asked all the time. And it really is for the government to look into, and also for the regulator, the CRU, because even if more suppliers came in, you see, a lot of people probably think that we're all being ripped off and that if more suppliers came in, the price would go down. The fact is, the cost of generating electricity here is really, really high. And even if another supplier came in, they're still going to be buying their electricity from the same wholesale market where the price, as I've said, is around €150. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have nuclear. We've added a lot of wind over the past few years, which isn't necessarily cheap, and it's definitely not free. We have a really, really dispersed population as well. So the grid fees that we pay are quite high. So whereas in Spain, for example, you know, you could have a pylon that's built to serve a town of 100,000 people. In Ireland, we've one-off housing the length and breadth of the country. So we've wires and pylons, you know, going down little boreens. That doesn't help. Our island location doesn't help. We've no indigenous sources of fuel, really. That doesn't help. So we do tick all the wrong boxes. But we did go from having the cheapest electricity before deregulation to now having among the most expensive electricity. So something has kind of gone wrong over the intervening years, which definitely I think needs to be looked at.
Okay. Now, despite all of that, is it still worth looking at a switch?
Absolutely. There's still savings to be made. Some of those savings aren't as great as they used to be, but every little helps, to borrow a phrase. Some of the discounts have gone down, but you can still get a discount, Claire, of around maybe 10%. And that could equate to a saving of maybe €300 to €400. So it's nothing to be sniffed at. I'd absolutely encourage listeners to do it. As I always say, you know, we will jump through hoops to try and save €50 on our car insurance when it comes in. And yet we'll leave savings on our broadband, on our energy, because we just don't think it's worth us. It absolutely is. And this is still the time that you do not want to be paying for your gas and electricity. I know the weather is great, we're coming into summer, but definitely if your contract is up now, look around or haggle. Don't be paying standard prices because they are still really, really high.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to switch. I know we say that a lot, but people might have a memory or an idea that switching is difficult. Certainly when it comes to mortgages, it is difficult because you've got to go through the whole process again. But for things like utilities, broadband and TV and so on, it's really easy.
It is. It's far more easy than people might think. And you know, it's your money, you're going to be saving money. And think of the effort that you go into getting better car insurance and better maybe home insurance, put that into your other bills as well. And then, like I said, I'm haggling, and then of course looking at ways to maybe reduce your energy consumption in the home. I know a lot of people have probably heard of that already, and they're probably rolling their eyes at me now, but every little helps. And the SEAI, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, has lots of hints and tips. So do we on Bonkers.ie. Just check them out and remind yourself again.
And what about the TV and broadband? Because I know prices are going up.
Yes.
Some suppliers have already told their customers the prices are going up. Savings be made there?
There is. Yeah, there's some big price increases. They've all introduced these annual price hike adjustments, which I think amounts to price signalling, but that's a conversation for another day. There is still a lot of competition, though, for new customers from all their suppliers. You could easily save maybe 30, 40, 50 euro a month on your broadband, TV and you know, home phone package over the first few months. So it's, again, nothing to be sniffed at. Again, maybe even ring up, haggle. I'd say to people that now we're coming into summer, just maybe look at cutting back on streaming services. So particularly maybe if you have a young family, you might say to them, you know, listen, I'm not paying €20 on the Netflix, go out and enjoy the sun. You can always sign up again in 3 or 4 months' time. There's no sign-up fee for any of those streaming services. So if you cancel your Netflix for 4 months, you save €80, you go to sign back up again in 4 months, nothing's changed. And actually with Netflix, it'll keep your viewing data there for around a year. So that's maybe something for people to do. And just make sure with broadband especially, that you're not overpaying for speeds that you don't need. So we, you know, there's all these, you know, 1 gigabit speeds, 2 gigabit speeds. If you don't need those speeds, there's no point in paying for them, particularly if maybe, you know, kids have flown the nest and so on. Just make sure that you're not doing that either.
Dara, thank you very much. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at Bonkers.ie. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Helen Donoghue.